Learn something new every day.
You just do.
You just do. All right. You ready, Freddy?
Ready.
All right.
Bring him on.
Okay. I'll talk to you later. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And what have you been accomplishing?
Exciting, exciting days.
Ha ha ha! Wondrous!
So this past weekend, I had a big blow up at work that I didn't really know was a big blow up until the next day. But one of the ladies that I don't like went and told the board member something at the reunion, and everybody was up in arms and mad, and Sharon said she was fighting to keep my job, and I was just, like, so over it, I just couldn't even care that much. So the next day, so that was Sunday, so Monday morning I woke up, and the humidity had broke, and just knowing it was possible I could leave my job, I could breathe. It was, like, the first time I felt like I could breathe in months.
Congratulations.
I felt so free. So I guess that was the container that blew up that I wasn't really wanting to admit was filling so much. Because I guess I couldn't see a way out of it. But I created a pretty cool way out of it when I told her that Sunday. I said, well, you could let me work from home. And she said, no, she couldn't do that. Well, last night she left me a message saying she wanted to talk to me about the work schedule. And I started thinking about it. I was like, well, I'm there Saturday and Sunday, and I'm off Monday and Tuesday. So it's really only 3 days. So if I could just work from home 3 days, that would be perfect. And I called her this morning, and that's what she said. She was going to let me work from home Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So I thought, well, that was quite a great solution I created.
I agree. Congratulations.
Thank you. But at the same time, I really started getting excited about my other business proposal with the website for the community-based nonprofits. And with this impending situation, I didn't know how it was going to turn out then. It really started me thinking about how I could get this off the ground, and I had a meeting with the college this morning. And maybe the students will take it on as a project. So I'm getting more excited about that, too. So I guess, you know, before all this happened, I was spending a lot of time during the week kind of wondering, because, you know, I watch these shows, How I Made My Millions, and watching the Olympics and the people winning the golds, and, you know, reading the stories, and I'm like, I just don't know if it's part of the intention of this focus that I just seem to keep hitting up against this invisible wall and never seem to be able to get to that huge success right on the other side that I can see and I know I'm smart enough to do and I know I can handle it now with the inheritance and everything. So is it part of the intent of this focus to just kind of keep me at this medium level or make it take longer or what's going on?
Not necessarily. I would express once again, it is a process. And I would express that you are rapidly moving closer and closer. This present year, you have generated considerable movement. And in that, I would express that you have allowed yourself more freedom to expand and to become more aware, to concentrate and entertain more what you want, not in the manner of merely thinking. I would express that you have engaged a considerable time framework pastly in engaging ideas or thinking about what you want in terms of money. And you have engaged considerable energy and thinking in relation to how to create abundance. But that was very different from actually moving in that direction, actually engaging a process to move towards that. It is one expression to think about an idea or a goal even, and to contemplate that goal in relation to what you want, and to express to yourself somewhat in a similar manner as to what you have just expressed, that I am intelligent enough, I am active enough, I am ingenious enough, I incorporate enough stamina, enough drive, that I should be able to create this. But that is the type of thinking and the type of energy that is expressing somewhat of an ideal of yourself, or a justification of yourself. You are expressing this justification for why you should have. I would express that in this recent time framework, you have expanded your awareness in a manner that you are beginning to recognize the difference between an idea and justifying the idea, and incorporating that same idea but through the lens of you actually deserve to have that, which creates a very different energy. When you are expressing that justification, it does not generally move you very far in the direction that you want. For what is occurring is, if you are justifying what you want, there is an underlying factor that you are not sure of. that you're not actually confident with, and that you do not actually believe yet that you deserve it. You are continuing in that direction of earning it. But you and I have engaged considerable conversations in relation to these subjects of earning and deserving, in which you have been moving your attention and altering your perception, and therefore also changing your energy more into a direction and a process of beginning to believe. And remember, I reiterate again, believing is merely another word for trusting, which you are beginning to believe that you do deserve, that this is not a matter of earning, that this is a matter of honoring yourself in what you deserve, for you exist, and that you do incorporate these qualities. And now, rather than engaging the direction of justifying, I have these qualities, therefore I should have this, now it is moving in a different direction of, I have these qualities and I want to use them. I have these qualities and I want them to be expressed. I want that freedom to allow myself to use these qualities, rather than, I have these qualities, therefore that justifies me to have what I want. In this, I would express that what you are doing presently, or what you have been doing in very recent time framework leading to this conversation, is viewing the picture as the old expression being part of the new expression. That justification as part of this direction that you are engaging now. Therefore, you are viewing the picture of several years, or even many years, of being in a direction and continuing to, in your terms, hit this invisible wall. But in actuality, you began to move around that invisible wall this year. The direction is new. You began to leave the old direction behind and create a new direction, discovering more of your creativity, discovering more of your talents, engaging yourself, engaging directions in relation to your talents, your creativity, your interests, and empowering yourself to move in expressions that you want. And you have been concentrating upon genuinely expressing that deservingness within yourself. Not merely expressing it in words or in thinking, but actually experiencing it and moving more and more in that direction, defining it to yourself and experiencing it. What you express to myself in this conversation of the explosion, which is, once again, quite in keeping with your methods and your energy, but in a very different capacity now. Not in a capacity that directly involves conflict for you, in which you are directly involved in the conflict. Now you are allowing yourself to use that natural flow of energy that is familiar to you in your explosion, but in a capacity in which you are not necessarily directly involved. Therefore, the explosion can occur away from you. But you are involved in the energy, therefore you are involved in the explosion. But now the explosion moves more in a direction of allowing you to create what you want to create. You and I discussed this situation of working from home in our previous conversation.
Right.
But you were not yet ready to actually create that occurring at that time framework. You were continuing in a direction of attempting to define, how can I do this? I want this, but I do not trust the other individual that I work with, and I do not trust that she will agree with me. And therefore, I continue to view that as an opposition rather than only concentrating upon what you are doing. At that point, you were continuing to include the other individual, and you were also, which we discussed, expressing some aspects of presenting to her that you had earned that right, that you had earned that position, that you were generating other actions that would be a proving element to her, which we discussed in how you were confusing interpreting a tenant with your job, which are separate, not connected objectively. Energetically, yes, but not in relation to proving to the other individual at your work that you should be allowed to work from home, which you incorporated as a an enticement.
Right.
That was the indicator that at that point you were not ready to generate your explosion yet. At that point, you were continuing to be more focused on the other individual than upon your own power and what you were doing and giving her your power. But let me express to you, in the time framework of this year, you have generated accomplishment after accomplishment after accomplishment. You have moved consistently in the direction of empowering you in a very short time framework. Very short time framework. You have reclaimed your space arrangement. You reclaimed your power in relation to your son. You allowed yourself to genuinely evaluate what you want and what is comfortable for you. You allowed yourself to place yourself first. In that direction. Which was challenging. You allowed yourself to generate the choice to incorporate a tenant, but on your terms. Your terms. You have consistently, incrementally, not all at once, but incrementally and very consistently, moved in more and more of an empowering position for yourself at your employment.
Like my train.
Very much so. Very much so. And in that, you have also paid genuine attention to yourself and to what we have discussed in relation to expanding and seeing a bigger picture and allowing yourself to create branches for yourself, not merely to move in one direction. And in that, paying attention to how all of these different avenues are generating energy that moves in one direction, that is moving you in a direction to allow you to accomplish. Therefore, I would express to you that in actuality, no, this is not your intent. And you have not set a limit for yourself in this focus. I would express that you have limited yourself in this focus with reasons that are very strongly related to old associations, and that you have generated considerable effort and energy to dismantle those associations. I would express family was a significant association. And by that, that includes your children, your parents, your biological family. You incorporate many aspects of the family container that were important to be addressed to. There were many avenues that have been influencing you throughout your life and that were necessary to address to allow you to move forward in your own freedom without dragging these weights behind you, which slow your movement considerably. But in this, I would also express to you that that invisible wall that you speak of, that you see yourself having collided with many times previously, pastly, I would express that in this present year, you have broken that wall. It is no longer standing as the impenetrable field in front of you that you cannot move beyond. You have broken it.
That's great news.
I would express that the movement that you have generated in this recent time framework in this year has been considerable. And it is different. You began almost at the beginning of this present year. Not quite, but almost. And in that time framework, you have been moving in a different direction. Therefore, all of the actions that you perceive that you have generated prior to this, they were a different direction. In this present year, you have generated allowing yourself to address to these associations, to neutralize most of the triggers. I would express a tremendous congratulations, for there are not many triggers left.
That's exciting.
In this, now you are moving in that direction of what you view as your goal. You are actually doing it. I would express that all of these avenues that you have availed yourself of, other individuals that share similar passions to yourself, also allowing yourself to engage your art, to engage your creativity, and to an extent allowing yourself at times to involve yourself with other individuals that share similar creativities or a similar energy in artistic expression. All of these move together, as I expressed to you in our previous conversation. They are all moving together in the same direction, which is all moving in the direction of allowing you to accomplish what you want. Yes, you are correct. You are smart enough. You do incorporate enough stamina. You do incorporate enough drive, enough desire. And in that, it is merely a matter of allowing yourself more and more to express your own freedom. Permission to express what you want, not to be limited by other individuals' limitations. I would express that what you feel now, may have seemed the same, for you recognize the frustration in part, but what you feel now is not necessarily the collision with the wall. What you feel now is the excitement and the anticipation, in a manner of speaking, of wanting to express all of these qualities that you possess. Wanting an outlet. Not that they are colliding with a wall, but that you are moving genuinely in this direction, and the more you move in this direction, the more you feel you want to express. Therefore, it merely increases the desire. But in all of this, it also continues to move you in the direction of that expression of genuine deserving, not from earning, not justifying your talents and your abilities, for you have earned the right to express yourself, but conversely, that you deserve to express yourself, for you have these abilities. Merely because you are. This is who you are and what you are. And therefore, because of who you are and what you are, you deserve. That concept is becoming more and more real. And remember, concept remains concept until you generate experience, and then it becomes reality.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's congratulations.
Thank you. It's really feeling good. It's just really feeling like it's possible. It's like in the Olympics of how to create your reality. And I'm going for the gold.
Excellent. And so you shall.
So you shall.
And you can.
Awesome. Yeah, I've been thinking the last couple of days, it's been very challenging to keep my attention on me. I find that it so easily slips back to what they said and what they did. And
which, before you continue, let me acknowledge you in that also. This is a key point. When you are actually expanding and you are actually more and more paying attention to yourself, you do begin to notice, it becomes more obvious how easy it is to generate that slip. How easy it is to slip into paying attention to what other individuals. But the encouraging factor of this is you would not be noticing how easy it is to slip if you weren't aware of what you are doing, if you weren't actively engaging paying attention to yourself. You would not even notice. Therefore, that is another acknowledgement to you that you are noticing how easy it is to slip in that direction. And you are correct, for it is very familiar. And you may continue.
Well, and you know, that was the point, is that, you know, I don't want to slow my trajectory down. I don't want to be discounting and opposing, but it's just been amazing to me that it's just a split second and it's gone down that path again, and it takes me a few seconds. It's like, wait a minute, move your attention back to what you want.
But that is to be acknowledged, for you express that it incorporates a second to slip, but it incorporates a few seconds for you to recognize and remember. Whereas previously, it could incorporate a second for you to slip and days for you to remember.
This is true. The same word I was thinking, days.
Therefore, this is significant. You are noticing very quickly, almost immediately. And that is to be acknowledged. That is a tremendous accomplishment. You are doing it.
And without the underlying current, because that becomes the other thing that I think about, is that it so often slips back there, that I'm being aware, I don't want to generate that underlying current either. So becoming aware of that quickly, is that enough to keep the underlying current from growing or existing?
Yes, to an extent. I would express that another aspect is the acknowledgement at this point that there are experiences, there are time frameworks, there are situations in which you may become annoyed. To not express that undercurrent, it is important to acknowledge the annoyance and therefore not continue in it or not perpetuate it. Acknowledging that you are generating an annoyance, that some outside source has irritated you, and allow yourself to feel that. Let me express to you, eventually, I would express that when you are genuinely paying attention to yourself and genuinely allowing yourself to move in your own direction and placing yourself in the primary position, not allowing outside sources to be bothersome to you, eventually it will become unusual and very difficult for outside sources to be annoying or irritating to you. For eventually they will not hold enough importance to you to warrant being irritated or annoyed. But in the meantime, it is important to acknowledge the position that you are in now, and that at this point now, there are time frameworks in which outside sources can annoy or irritate you. And it is important to express that and to acknowledge that or even disappoint you. In this, to not create filling the container and to not create an undercurrent of opposition, it is important to be aware of those expressions, those time frameworks in which a situation may occur, in which you may feel those signals. For it also allows you to question what is motivating those signals, whether there is a threat or whether it actually is merely a preference. And this is an important factor also. As I have expressed many, many times, all of you are different. You are not the same. Therefore, you are also not equal, for you are not the same. And in not being the same, and in not being equal, there will be other individuals and outside sources that may not resonate with you, that in your terms may not be compatible with you, and therefore may irritate you or annoy you. When I express that a significant part of shifting is acceptance. And a significant part of acceptance is the expression of accepting differences. Acceptance, once again, does not require that you agree with or that you like it. It is not a matter that if you are accepting, you automatically are embracing. No, that is ludicrous. That may occur if you were all the same, but you are not. Therefore, you also incorporate preferences and opinions. And what have I expressed from the onset of this forum, from the very beginning, that you may move in the direction of neutralizing, so to speak, belief systems, not eliminating them, but neutralizing them, which does not mean they are not affecting at all. It merely means that they are not bothersome. But you will continue to generate your opinions and your preferences. And what are opinions and preferences guided by? The belief system of duplicity.
Right, wrong.
Correct. In this, I have expressed from the onset, you will, even fully shifted, continue to express your opinions and your preferences. Now, in that, if you hold opinions and preferences, unless every other individual or outside source in your reality agrees with all of your preferences and opinions, you will likely encounter outside sources that may annoy you or that may irritate you, for they are moving in a different direction. In this, you can accept that difference and continue to not like it and not agree with it. In this also, when you are aware of these expressions of annoyances and irritations, it allows you to more clearly define what they are, whether they are a trigger, whether they are a threat, or whether they are merely a difference from your preferences and opinions.
And I think I sorted out some of that confusion with this event too, because I found myself briefly thinking, what's wrong with me? And then the other side said, nothing. You don't need to, it's not a matter of being liked by everyone, about being in agreement with everyone. The confusion comes from what we were talking about a long time ago as far as liking people and wanting to keep moving in that direction of connecting with people, and I was confusing that with needing to be liked with by everyone, with Sharon saying, well, you have to get along with someone. You have to be able to get along with someone. Well, from me, from my perspective, according to my past, which she hasn't seen, I've been doing an excellent job of getting along with people there, and she only knew. Especially with the additional challenges of 100 dogs barking in my head, the extremely close confined quarters with the people that were put in there with me, I've been doing an excellent job.
I agree. I would agree.
So I think I straightened out some of that confusion that where I was confusing it with connecting with people and being liked by everyone.
And this is very common. It is also quite ironic for each individual, most individuals, in actuality, almost all individuals, incorporate this same expression that in one capacity, they themselves can view themselves and express themselves in the allowance that they do not like every other individual that they encounter. But it is difficult to fathom why every other individual would not like them. There are individuals in this world that I do not like, but there is no reason that any individual in this world would not like me. The reason for this is the expression of being liked is that innate expression of needing to be witnessed, which you do not think of and you do not define to yourselves, but that is how it translates objectively, that it is almost incomprehensible how other individuals could not like me. I may not like them, but of course they will like me, for every individual should like me. Every individual will likely not like you. Some will, some will not, just as you like some individuals and some individuals you do not like. But the driving force of that perception is based in that need to be witnessed, which you all have, for it is a very important component in your existence in physical reality. For that is the expression that transcends the separation. That is the action and the expression that evidences connection.
On Earth.
In physical reality. That is very important. You require connection, but you exist in a reality that expresses separation. Therefore, there are expressions such as being witnessed that evidence that connection and allow you to be aware of connection objectively, not merely subjectively. And it is very important. And that is what generates that perception and that statement. I can like and dislike other individuals, but no other individual can dislike me. And if they do, the horror of it all, for if another individual dislikes you, why would they dislike you? What horribly wrong aspect is there with you that another individual would perceive anything about you that would not be likable? That is the component of preferences, that you are all different. And although you all connect, you do not all mesh. You are all connected, but that is not to say that you all resonate with each other. No, you do not. You resonate with some, and you do not resonate with others. Just as you resonate in some physical locations, and some physical locations you do not.
And I think that's where I was getting confused, as confusing what we were talking about with feeling connected, you know, not necessarily here, but just in general, with that being expressed by needing to be liked by everyone. So now I can relax and knowing that that's not it.
Correct. Correct. And it is not a judgment upon your value or your importance. It is not a matter of that. It is a matter of the other individual's preferences and opinions.
Right, and as long as you hold your attention on what you want and what you want to accomplish, that's not a factor.
Correct. And the more you do that, the more you will draw to yourself individuals that will like you, for they will be like-minded.
Right.
And they will engage similarly to yourself, for that is what you do.
Right. Well, that's great. This was a great
session. I express to you tremendous congratulations.
Thank you.
You have been accomplishing well and very quickly, contrary to your previous perception.
Right.
I would express a tremendous congratulations. And know that I am always encouraging of you, and always expressing a considerable supportive energy with you also.
Just one quick question. I wasn't really sure why I created not receiving my commission from the dog food and losing my check all at the same time. Wasn't sure what the message was there.
Simple. And this is a significant one for you. Not to be concentrating upon the money as primary. It is secondary. And the more it is secondary, the more easily you will create it. Therefore, you have moved it out of your reach temporarily to remind you this is the secondary expression, not the primary. This is secondary in importance.
Okay, great. Well, I knew there was a message in there somewhere. All right, well, our time is up. Thank you very much for all of the encouraging words. I'm very excited.
You are very welcome. I shall continue to be expressing my encouragement to you. Well done.
Thank you.
I shall be anticipating our next meeting.
Me too.
And more of your accomplishments.
Yes.
In tremendous affection to you, my dear friend, as always. Au revoir.
Au revoir.